My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He sits on both the House Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of subjects today, but particularly the situation with the Middle East and the push for Palestinian statehood at the United Nations. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And Greg, it's great to be with you. And again, I appreciate so much you raising key issues for the American people.
You're welcome, sir. In terms of where we stand at the UN, how impressed or unimpressed were you with the president's address as he specifically dealt with the Middle East, saying that both sides had grievances, but certainly not throwing his support behind a push right now for a Palestinian state? Was that enough?
Well, actually, I think it's very unfortunate. We should be encouraging regime change in Iran. This is the great Persian Empire, the great Persian culture, the current autocrats who are running the country are not reflective of a great culture. And so, and he didn't say a word. And so we should be encouraging, particularly the young people of Iran, they do want change. Additionally, he didn't say anything about the authoritarian dictatorial regime in Syria. We need change there, too. And sadly, where we have an opportunity, and we know, sadly, too, that thousands of people in Syria have been killed trying to work for change.
Now, Congressman, he did mention Syria to the extent that he wanted additional sanctions. What else do you think should have been part of that, part of his speech?
Encouragement, really, to the people, Greg. What he said was more punitive than actually encouragement. Encouragement to have a regime change, giving real encouragement to the people of Syria.
As far as the Palestinian question, how do you expect that to eventually be resolved here in the short term?
Well, in the short term, very likely there'll be a U.S. veto. And it's correct, because what we've got, and this is so unfortunate, the American people have, through foreign aid, provided billions and billions of dollars to the Palestinians to help them create a civil society, to provide for education, to provide for an economic hope and prosperity. But sadly, we saw the consequence on the stage this week, where there was the burning of an American flag. In fact, the sad fact is that the terrorist organization Hamas has an extraordinary influence in the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And then, of course, they are working with Hezbollah. But Hamas itself, and I've been to Israel twice. I was in Sderot, the city which is subject to the Katyusha rockets. And Greg, it just is frightening to think of how the innocent civilians of that community are subject to unguided rocket attacks.
As long as Hamas is essentially controlling Gaza, is there really any peace process?
No. And that's why I do have faith in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He can protect the people of Israel. I know, too, that he would want to reduce tension and assist the Palestinian people by helping the Palestinian people have a good and decent life. He knows that that's good for the people of Israel. And so that's who I place my faith in.
The president, in the early part of his speech, Congressman, talked about what he saw as the good developments since his speech at the UN a year ago, and that's essentially the changes in governments in North Africa, in Tunisia, Egypt, and now Libya. He sees that as essentially changes for good. Others, of course, worry about the rise of radicals in positions of power. What do you make of the changes in those three countries?
Well, I'm hopeful for positive change, but we do have to be ever vigilant, particularly in Egypt, which has been a great ally of the United States. It's been a very stabilizing force in the Middle East. And now we know, sadly, that the Muslim Brotherhood is organizing, is a threat to a free and democratic Egypt.
Congressman, we know you have to run in just a moment. One question unrelated to foreign policy as our exit question. When you and I talked a few months ago, you were a statewide co-chair for Tim Pawlenty's presidential campaign. Since that time, of course, he has ended his campaign. Is there a new GOP presidential candidate that you've decided to endorse?
Not yet, Greg, but I do know this, that the leading candidates, my heart is with Michelle Bachmann. I do know that the governors that we have running are very capable, whether it be Governor Perry, Governor Romney, Governor Huntsman. We've got capable candidates, and I know this, that we have, whoever the nominee is, will have a very positive plan to address the great crisis of our country, which is jobs. Greg, we have 25 million Americans who are looking for full-time employment and do not have a job. They're really not counted as unemployed. But that we have 25 million families that are being negatively affected by the programs of the current president. And now he proposes tax increases that we know will destroy jobs.
As you mentioned, that will be most likely the crux of the 2012 campaign. And your state will certainly play a major role in determining your party's nominee. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today, as always.
Hey, Greg, thank you. And again, thank you for educating the American people.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He sits on both the House Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.